Toronto, optometrists in Ontario say they will start resuming eye exams for children and seniors on Tuesday. The optometrists withdrew provincially insured eye services on September 1 in a funding dispute with the province. The Ontario Association of Optometrists said in a statement Monday that it had agreed to enter formal negotiations with the Ministry of Health. It said, as a sign of good faith, it will pause its job action as of Tuesday. The OAO is committed to negotiating a sustainable funding model that aligns with how optometric care is funded in other Canadian jurisdictions, it said in a statement. Health Minister Christine Elliott said the province is ready to reach a fair and timely agreement. I am pleased that the Ontario Association of Optometrists, OAO, has agreed to join us in resuming direct face-to-face negotiations, she said in a statement. The optometrists say the province has been underfunding the OHIP-covered services, leaving them paying around 45% out of pocket. Elliott has said the government has committed to paying $39 million in retroactive costs and is prepared to increase reimbursement by 8.48% going forward, but the optometrists say that $39 million amounts to just over $1 for each optometry service performed in that retroactive period. The proposed 8.48% increase in reimbursement would only bring the covered cost up to $48, but eye exams are between $75 and $80, the optometrists say. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 22, 2021. The Canadian Press.